We are on page 242, Simen Shin Tes Vov. We'd just like to mention, we had learned last week, we had mentioned the heter of Chesolos Shel Tmorim Agroigres, that even though one is not permitted to destroy a Kli Sholem, but one is permitted to destroy the chesolos, these woven baskets that they used to hold tamarim to ripen them, and this is permissible. And be'emesin, there are two mahalchim, how to understand this halacha. One mahalach is the baskets were flimsy since the sole purpose was to ripen the fruit, so it was a flimsy basket, so therefore there's no iser of seiser. And then we mentioned a second svore, the Dirsha brings this down from Rav Moshe, the Ktzais HaShulchan says this, that the whole chshivas of a keli is, if it is a receptacle, that the purpose and tachlis of this receptacle is to hold things. But these chesolos, the purpose was not to hold anything, it was just to enhance and ripen the fruit that is in this receptacle. So, and after the fruit became ripe, they used to throw away the receptacle, so it doesn't have a shem keli. So therefore we spoke about, so according to this cheshbon of Sardin Ken, you'd also be permitted to be soisa, because the whole purpose is just to hold the sardines, and then when you're finished with it, you throw away the can. I would just like to be moisef. Rav Moshe in the tshuva says, ledina he holds this is mutter, abo lemaisa he is not matter. He's not matter, because if one will be matter such things, will come to be a zilzel in Hulchei Shabbos. So he says one should not do this. That's he feels a Islamaisa. And if a person has company and he doesn't have food to serve the company, the only way he has will be to open up a can. So he's matter with Amir Lakub. About Kaponim, we see Rav Moshe Lamaisa was not matter, even though Mislori holds it is mutter. Now let us start Simen Shin Tes Vov. Osa Laseis Oil B'Shabbos V'Yontif. A person is not permitted to make an oil, a covering, B'Shabbos V'Yontif Afilu Hu Aloy. Even though the covering is only temporary. It's Osa, and this is Osa Midarabonon. A temporary oil is Osa Midarabonon. Vidavke gag. This is only that what we are answering, something temporary. This only if this is a gag, a covering, a roof. Avol mechitzais, but to make a temporary wall, muta. So this is permissible, a filami derabanan also. Ve'ein mechitza asura. So there's a difference between an oihel and a wall. The Machaba Paskins, an oihel arai is also midarabona. We'll see an oihel kva is also minatayre. But a mechitzas arai is mutar afilu midarabona. Ve'ein mechitza asura, but there is a case when a mechitzas arai, a temporary mechitza, is also Ella im kein nasis lahater suke lahater tiltul. If the mechitza is accomplishing something in halacha, that means without this mechitza something would be usur. And the mechitza is accomplishing that it is matter now. We'll see different mishalim, but when a mechitza is matter. So if it is matter, so then it is also midarabonon a mechitzas aloi. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Osa lasis oihil afilu hu aglai. So the Machaber speaks about laloche mitarabonon. One is not permitted to make a oihil afilu it's aglai. The oisa oihil keva, if a person makes a permanent oihil, kegain, what is a permanent oihil? Shepoires machzelas, he puts a mat, oisadinim, or he puts sheets, chiyotze beze la oil, va oisa oison sheyiskayim, and he's making it that he wants it should remain there, avta einze binyin mamish, chayiv mishum boine, then he's chayiv minatoira als boine. The asiyas oil who toldeis boine. This is a tolde of boine. Vasoisroi chayev mishum soisa. That's if a person makes an oil kva. The gozru al oil aloi mishum oil kva. And a temporary oil is also midrabonon. That's us midrabon. Bachain al stires oil aroi, mishum stires oil kva. Prote dine oil keva, yevu le kamei. So others say that binyan is pshat, that one makes it liyomim rabim, it's made for a long, long period of time. And that's the malocha of boine. Or it's mechubalakarke. In a oihel, which is a toilde, is a filu, it's not for such a long period of time, of this whole 8 days. It's also called oihel kva. And if it's only put there temporarily, this is an oihel arein, this is osami de rabon. Vedavke gag. Now, the Isser Oyel, which Arai is also midarabonim, is davke if it, I'm putting it horizontally, to be megan on that what's underneath it. Va'av k'she'ein mechitzois tachtov, even though there are no walls underneath, kegain, lifrois machzeles al abo kundesin. A person will take a mat and he hears abo kundesim, that means he has a frame made out of four poles that make a square, and then these poles are supported by four other poles that are supporting them that's on the ground. So he has a frame on the top and he puts on this frame. There's no walls there. He puts on this frame a mat or mats. Derech arai lahogin mibnei hachama bakshamin. But he's putting it there to protect. That is the tachlis of a oil, to be megan, to protect on that what's underneath it. So it is too sunny underneath, or he doesn't want it to rain underneath. So he has a frame, he puts over the frame some mats or a sheet, he spreads over the frame temporarily. So this is an oyel arai that is also midarabonim.
That's like a shlak on the top of the sukkah?
A shlak over the sukkah, we have a multitude of other teirim. That you have ready the sichuch which is there from before, so it's not megim, nor the tevashem oil. It has to be at least there should be three tefachim in between, so it's an oil on that. If it's over the schach, so there's less than three tefachim in between, then there would be mutter. You have another reason the shlak is already attached and it's spread out at that. The shlak, there are different hetayim. But here it says, I'm just taking a sheet and spreading it over a frame or taking a mat and putting it over a frame. So this is also midarabonam. They bring from the Chazon Ish that is this oil midarabonam is only also if I put it down, so it's becoming an oil. So this is also. But that what the minig is that by Chosan Torah and Chosan Bereshis, we take a talus, and we spread out the talus over the Chosan Torah and the Chosan Bereshis. We also are making an oil. So the Chosan Ish says this is not considered an oil because it's being supported a Yedei Adam. That's not called, I made an oil. If I put something down and now it's resting on the frame, that is called an oil. But this is being held up. And others say, I think, a difference for him, because the whole gather of oil is, it's to lahogain, to protect. This is only, it's not, this oil is not to protect anything. It's a covered that all these people are underneath the talus, so therefore, that's what others say, because of that, it doesn't have a shame oil. So we have two reasons by a talus. Either it's being held up and not put down on a frame, or it's not megim. Mutter. So, but that is dafke, an oil. That's a covering. But a mechitze, the ika oil hu hagag shemai love, that's called an oil, something that is covering. L'chein gozru boi mishum oil kva. So they asked an oil aray mishum oil kva. Mashen kem b'mechitzes aray, stamazay, a person makes a mechitze that's separating between the two areas. So it doesn't have a shame oil, doesn't have any cheshivis, and this is mutter. But Elohim kein nasis lahatur suke oy lahatur tiltul. So now he explains lahatur suke kegayim shahoyu lo rak shnei defanis. Let's say a suke had two walls. It was like L. Va'osa mechitzas aray ledoifin shlishi. And now, on the third side, a mechitzas tefach would be enough. And he made a temporary mechitza there. Kimavu lakamon besimen tofche shlamet. The os choshov hach mechitza kevinyin. So then, this mechitza, even though it's not sheltering something, it's not like an oil, but since it is creating a heter, that till now the mokim was not called a sukkah, because a sukkah needs two walls and a mechitza shlishi is tefach, and now this third wall, niskashra ha-sukkah, now the sukkah becomes kosher. So this is called a mechitza materes. V'hu adin k'shemateres oisa mechitza letaltel al yodo b'mokim she'osa letaltel. Let us say that in Hilchei Shabbos one needs a mechitza beruach shlishis in order to be metaltel midarabono. Or beruach revius, the kibin de cheshvini lo mechitza linyan heter tiltul choshev binyan. So this is considered a binyan because this is a mechitza hamateres. So it's matter that has a cheshivis of an oil, and if it's even though it's aray, it's also midarabonon. And others say pshat, that if you have a mechitza that's going to stand for 8 days would be called a mechitza's kvab. So they say, so then it should be yosem in a Torah. So here we're speaking about an iser of a mechitza's aray. So speaking about that he put the wall there not for 8 days, he put it Now he wants to eat, and he only has two walls in the sukkah, so he's putting there for now to eat. So this is a mechitza arai that's matel. So this is also midarabona. Now let us go a little further. Avol mechitza hanasis letznius ba'almet, but a mechitza that is made for privacy. It's not. There's no a halachic necessity for this mechitza. I'm just putting up this mechitza for privacy, or tznius, we'll see. Shari. So then, this is since this is it's not an oil, so this is permissible. Lachain mutter litlois vilain lifnei apesach. So therefore, let's say there is an opening, that means there's a rishus, and you go from the outside into the rishus, and there's an opening that you go from outside in the rishus, you go from inside outside. Now, this opening is, so whatever I do in the house is visible by everyone who passes by. So I'll hang up a curtain on this opening, and why am I hanging? And we'll see the Amur de Kechidush that the Rambam holds, that I'm going to hang this up, that this should be there, Keseda. This should be the Keseda. So we'll see the Rambam holds, this is called a Mechitzes Arai, why it's called Arai, we'll see soon. I'm putting it, it should be there the whole time. And it's not matter anything, it's only. Was only put up that I should have privacy, people shouldn't see what I'm doing in the house. So that is mutter. A mechitzas aray is mutter if it's not matter. So lachain, therefore, mutter litlois vilain lifnei ha-pesach, afal pi shekavu ha-shom, it's going to remain there. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Litznius ba'almen, he says, so if a person makes a mechitza only for privacy, kegoin lahavsik bein anoshim lenoshim ksheshoimim hadroshim. So now the Mishnah Berurah is giving a case of a mechitza that was put up for tznius. So he says there's someone is giving a drosha. And we have men and women that are listening to the drosha. So out tznius, so we want that they should not be sitting together. So we put up a mechitza between them. So this is tznius. It's not matter anything. So memela, so therefore it's mutter, it's not a mechitza hamateres. The dirshu and others bring down a mirde kakashe. There's a tshuva of Ramoshe, Nicholas Moshe. Ramoshe says, a mirde kachidush. Ramoshe says, when it comes, he speaks about davening in a shul. And he says, to daven in a shul, and you'll have men on one side, women on the other side, it's osam in a Torah to daven. There's an isam in a Torah, we won't go into the rayas of Ramosha, and there has to be a separation. There has to be a separation between the men and the women, or else it's also minatoya. Now Ramosha is a shita, the separation is not that he shouldn't see the women, but the separation is there has to be a separation. So that means it comes out if the mechitza is around 5 feet and 6 inches, even though the heads are sticking over it, that's matter to daven. And without that, it's also minatayra to daven. So they ask Shailos, according to Ramoshe, he says, it's a mirde kechuma, there's an iso de reise, he says. So lechoyre, such a mechitze should be called a mechitze hamateres. That means, I'm not to daven without this mechitze. It should be called a mechitze hamateres, which is a mirde kekashe. So others say, they bring from the Eichel Shabbos a very interesting teretz. The Eichel Shabbos says that Ramosha holds you need a separation, min ha-toyre. But you don't need a hilchis mechitze. Now, what does that mean? So he says, in hilchis mechitze, the halacha is a mechitze tluya is not called a mechitze. In hilchis mechitze, that means I have a sukkah. So we never need a mechitze. The mechitze has to be at less than 3 tvachim from the ground, so we consider the mechitze on the ground. If the mechitze is 3 tvachim or more higher than the ground, it doesn't have a teres mechitze. By sukkah it's no good, by Shabbos it's no good, it's not a mechitze. A mechitze tluya does not have a shem mechitze. That isn't hilchis mechitze. So the Erech Shabbos says, according to Rav Moshe, you'll have a mechitze that's 3 tvachim high. And it goes, and it separates the men and the women. So he says, according to Rav Moshe, that's mutter. So you don't need a teures mechitze. There has to be a separation between the men and the women. But you don't need a teures mechitze, so it's not called a mechitze hamateres. Because if they'll be separated, a fellow doesn't have a teures mechitze, it's also permissible. So I don't need the mechitzes. It's not 3 tvachim high. But since I don't need a teures mechitze, so that's why they say it is mutter according to the Rav Moshe.
3 tvachim is mishum tzniut.
What?
3 tvachim from the ground.
No, it doesn't have a teures.
Start.
If it doesn't start 3 tvachim from the ground, so gdiyim boikim boy. So on hilchis mechitze.
Gdi could go through.
Yeah, so Nilchus Mechitza doesn't have a Teiris Mechitza. Fine. So that's a Nilchus Mechitza. So by a Sukkah, I'll have the walls, Gewaldike walls, they start 3 tvachim from the ground, it's a possible Sukkah. It's not a Mechitza. In Hilchus Shabbos, it's not a Mechitza. It's not called a Mechitza. But he says, according to Rav Moshe, that you need a separation between men and women, mina Teire, that's 100% true. You need a separation. But you don't need a hilchis mechitze. That means it can halachically can start 3 tvachim from the ground. So memela. So that's why it's not called a mechitze hamateres. The whole iser is if when it has a teres, you need a mechitze, and the mechitze is matter. So then that's called a binyan. It's also min ha-teira, min ha-rabona, if it's arai. But here you don't need a mechitza. That's what the Erech Shabbos says on this kashen.
From where do we learn this from the Torah?
Well, Rav Moshe Shtik Teire.
From the Matan Torah we learn this?
The what?
The mechitza is min Torah. From where we learn this?
What, Rav Moshe's mechitza or Bechaldad in mechitza?
In general.
No, there's hilchas mechitzas. We learn that from Sukkah. We learn that you need mechitzas.
It's a private family.
Many times
you go to Chas and you see men and women sitting, but there is no dancing.
Yeah.
That's also in a Torah, so.
No. It seems not. He just says, by davening, he says this for sure. Okay, he says by a hespedal, so that we have to know. But al kaponim, by davening, he says this. That he says clearly. So now. Fine. So tznius is mutter, and then the Rambam says that if I'm putting it for privacy, safilu I have an opening and I hang up a curtain on this. There's a rod, and I hang up and there's hooks on this on this curtain, and I'm hanging up the curtain on the rod for tznius, but it's going to remain there. Shekavu Hashem, Rotzalayma she'enoi osui lahoser misham. I'm going to leave this curtain by the opening. Elatoli sham tomet. Now this lachayre is not should not be considered a mechitzas arai. He's leaving it there. Afil lahochi choshev mechitzas arai. So the Ramah holds this is also called a temporary mechitza. Why is it temporary? It's going to be there the whole time. Kivin shuno v'nod beruach metzuyim. So that means since it moves, a wind, what?
It's portable.
Not portable. Portable is not the right word over here. Here it means it. That means a wind will blow it. That means it, so. The halacha is a filu. There's no wind, but something a mechitza that the wind will blow it doesn't have a chshivas of a mechitza. Number one, the gam einay ma'akiv la'ivrim derech shom. That means I can walk through it. I have a curtain, but I can go through the curtain. So that is called, so I don't have a mechitza, so this is called a mechitza's arai. What's the arois from the, from number one, it's not in one place, it moves from the wind. And number two, with your mechitza there, I can go through it. So that is called a mechitza's arai in the Ramah holds. I'm allowed to hang it up in Shabbos. It's going to be there for the next 6 months. No problem. That is called a mechitzas arai litznius. Well, I'm putting it up for privacy. I don't want people to look into my house to see what I'm doing. Avo lechabro, but if I'll attach it with loops, I'll attach it with loops. But the loops are not only on top; it's attached on the bottom. It's attached on the side, and now you can't go through it. And now the wind will not make it. The wind will not make it move. And may not start them. Be inyan she'eino nizayz mem kaimai. Oser mishum binyan. This is oser. Now it's called, I added on an addition to the wall. I just made, there was an opening in the wall, and now by hooking up this curtain, and it's not movable now, so I was moisif on the binyan, the stimus kavo, so this is called a stimus kva, even though I can just unhook everything, but I put it there, it should remain there, that's called a stimus kva, and that would be awesome. But the remote was matter, if I'm just putting a curtain that's being attached from the top of the opening, so that is called a mechitza, it's not a mechitza hamateres, and it's nius, and this is permissible. Now let's go further in the Ramah. V'chein poroiches lefnei oren kodesh. I'll hang up a poroiches in front of the oren kodesh. Now, v'chein poroiches, ze pshita de shori. It says, mamish not doing anything. The kivin sheyesh belavochi delis loren kodesh. That means there's a delus to the Oren Kodesh, there's doors, and now it's putting liyesus eis a poroiches in front of the doors. In kein a poroiches eini toli rak litznius baume. V'kamachoyne mekim afilu mein dlosis Oren Kodesh. Afilu there's no doors to the Oren Kodesh. Uchamay v'iloi neitzal ha-Pesach. So what is this different? But there's no halach over here that I need a deles. So it's just like I hang up a curtain in front of a doorway, which is mutter. So I'll hang up a pareiches. Yeah, fine.
So how come it's not binyan of here? I'm putting now vilon. What's the difference between this vilon and the previous one?
No, so the previous one. No, the previous one we said. If you attached it on all four sides, it's not movable. Then that's called
kavua.
That's called kavua. But if it's only from the top and I can push it away, so that's mutter. That was mutter. So afilu, there's no doors to the Oren Kodesh. But this is also, I'm just doing this als the tznius of the Sifrei Torah. But it's not something that is matter something halachically. A muta litlois b'shabes sedinim hamitzayorim ala kaisel l'noi. Also, I'm permitted to hang up b'shabes sedinim. Now, this is not a mechitza whatsoever. Bafilu l'kovin shoyni zoizim im kaimem gankein shori kivin shayin asuyim klal l'mechitza. Now, if I'm... we had before by a curtain in front of an opening, so it matters. If the curtain is arai, that means people can walk through the curtain. So memela and it's novenot beruach. So that's called a mechitzas arai. if I secure the curtain by the side also, so that's called I added on a mechitza to the binyan. That was also. But if I go in and hang up a curtain on the wall, and I secure it on all four sides, but this is not serving as a mechitza whatsoever. It's not. It's just decorating the wall. So that b'chal doesn't have a shame mechitza, and this is permissible.
So now, if the curtains and the sukkah fell down on Shabbos, I'm allowed to pick it up? No.
That's a different shaila because it was tukzalim. No. If it was you 100%.
It's a binyan.
No. If you put up a curtain before Shabbos to decorate your sukkah, you put it to decorate the sukkah. So then it doesn't have a shame mechitza. It's called noy sukkah. So noy sukkah. So it tukzalim mitzvosai.
See, not allowed. You're not allowed to touch it.
What?
In Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to touch it.
In Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to touch it, but you're not allowed to use it.
Fix it.
You can fix it also, but you're not allowed to use it. That means it's Tzuksel Mitzvosai. That means if I hung up a beautiful tapestry on the wall, so I was Maksid for Mitzvah Sukkah. Now it's raining, I want to go and put it in my house. I'm getting guests. My the wall of my dining room look very nice if the tapestry will be hanging in the dining room. That's also. I can take it off and chalamoid and it won't be in the sukkah, it shouldn't get wet. But to use it, that's a din of huxtel mitzvah, I'm not permitted to use it. I'll smuk it, but it's not a shaila of binyan over here. Here we're speaking about Nilchis binyan. So now, Ubavach la yas oil begag tefach. By a parochist, this will have to wait a little later to understand what this means. Now, v'chein mutalases mechitzel fnei hachama oy hatzine oy bifnei hanerish shlo yechaba oyson haruach. Now, we're saying a mechitzes aray that is not matter is permissible to make on Shabbos. So if the sun is shining and I'll hang up a sheet to that the sun should not shine through, I hang up a sheet that the wind should not blow out the candles. So this is a mechitzas aray, which is muta. Aval also lasis mechitze bifnei oir haner kedei sheyishamesh mitosoi. Now, here we're going to speak about a mechitza hamateres. V'chein buta. Poshet, the chol ze b'mechitza sare. We're speaking about a mechitza sare. The last is mechitza skva, she is kaim kein osa. Mechitza skva is osa. I'm putting up something. It should remain there. That's osa. Bifnei oirane. Now it says if a person is putting up a mechitza, bifnei oirane. So now let us understand this halach. So now the Mishnah Berurah explains this follows. The kivin. The also l'shamesh bifnei oir haner oisvorim. A person is not permitted l'shamesh mitosai if in the room that he's been m'shamesh mitosai there's a ner, it's a sakone. Oisvorim, or if there's svorim in that room, so he's not allowed to be m'shamesh mitosai, there's a nisa. Mikri, so now I'm going to hang up a curtain. Mikri mechitza hamateres. So this is considered a mechitza hamateres, and this is also the kosav hamogen avrom. Now there's a mirdik hamogen avrom here. The hainu davke im oise mechitza gavoya asore tvochim. A person made a mechitza that is 10 tvochim high. Vaner gavoya veniris lamailo. The ner is higher than this mechitza. The mafil betalisa mishamish. So meiker hadin, it is considered the ner is in a different rishus because they have a mechitza of 10 tfachim that is dividing the rishus. The ner is on the other side of the mechitza. So even though it is light in the room where he is, so a room that's light is mafil betalisa umishamish kedemash besimel reishmem. It's not so poshut. It could be it's a sakon. Okay, but meikir adin, it is permissible. The kivin shahaner niris. So if the height of the mechitza is 10 tefachim, and the mechitza does not block the ner from shining in to where I am, im kein a heter bazehu. So what is the heter? Rak mishum di yesh al ze shei mechitze. The mechitze I put up is creating, I divided the room in half. And we consider the ner is in another room. Shegavoy yasor, and this mechitze is 10 tefachim. V'choshvinon, so we can consider a yedei ze la ner b'oymed b'cheder acher. The ner is in a different room. And then, so if this is a Torah's mechitza, you have to make sure it should be a wobbly mechitza. It has to be tied. Gam ken shli tanidoi seharuach di lavochi ein she mechitza lo. V'lochem. So if I'm doing such a thing, also la soisa b'shabbes, the chashiva mechitza hamateres. So this mechitza is mater tashmish in this area because halachically, by putting up this mechitza, halachically we consider that the ner is in another room. Avol im mechitza mechase es kol haner at she'ein niris. But what if I put up a tall mechitza and it blocks? And it blocks the ner. The ner is not shining in. So then I don't need a hilchis mechitza to be matter. The ein tzorich shetia mechitza gvoya sore davke. Kivin shahaner mechuse. If I covered the ner, im kein aheta bezalam mishum mechitza, ele machmas kisui ba'alme. Fine. So now let us just say one practical halacha, but we'll go a little further. We have the Shabbos lights that you turn, that you can cover them, you can uncover them. So when I cover it, so it's dark in the room, so it's permit. I'm not making a mechitza over here. There's no heter of mechitza. I just by covering it, there's no ner shining in the room. So therefore, there's a heter of kisui ha'er. So the Magen Avraham says like this. The Magen Avraham says, if the ner is shining in the room, so then the only heter is it's in a different room because the mechitza is that I make. This is a different room because there's a mechitza that's mavdul between this chelik of the room, the other chelik of the room. Then you need hilchis mechitza. You have to make sure it shouldn't. The wind shouldn't be able to blow it. You have to make sure you have to secure it. There you need hilchis mechitza, and that's called the mechitza materis. And this is also in Shabbos. But if the ner is low, the ner is 5 tefachim from the ground, and I put up something 5-6 tefachim from the ground that blocks the ner from shining into the room. So you don't need here hilchis mechitze. I accomplished with this 6 tefach blockage that is not shining into the room. So that doesn't have a teres mechitze, and that's mutter in Shabbos, because the heter is, the ner is not shining into the room. So then you don't need hilchis mechitze, and this is mutter. Now Now he says, Amir de Kezach, and we will stop over here. The Magen Avraham says, Amir de Kechidush, which we'll see is debatable. The Magen Avraham says like this, what's the halacha if I have, there's a room, there's a nail over here, and a person wants to be Mishamash Mitosai on the other side, he puts up a Mechitza Asora, but the nail is 5 tvachim high. So when I put up this mechitza, I did two things. Number one, the nair is not visible. So because of that, I don't need the mechitza because the nair is not visible in the second room. But lemais, I put up a mechitza asore, so now I have a mechitza also. Is this considered a mechitza hamateres? That means, halachically, afilo, I could see the nair, it also would be mutter because it's called a different room. But I don't need the mechitza, but I have lemaisa a mechitza, which is also matter. Is this considered a mechitza amateris and it's osur in Shabbos? Or since I don't need the hilchis mechitza shaboy, because 5 tvachim is sufficient to cover the nair? So the Magen Avraham says, halachically, this is not considered a mechitza amateres, even though I have a mechitza, and the mechitza is matter, since I don't need the teures mechitza to be matter.